welcome to this edition of the Fireside Bookshelf. Join our host Ginger Green as she opens doors to the literary world, both past and present, featuring some of the best Christian books pertinent to believers and their pursuit of biblical truth. Each week, she will discuss selected resources which have touched her heart and life, with a hope they will enhance your study of the Scriptures and encourage you in your spiritual walk. From foundational Christian truths, to marriage and parenting, to understanding the times we live in, Ginger has assembled some amazing Christian authors, and each week we'll explore their works, all designed to help us grow in grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ. And now for today's presentation.
With all that's currently going on around us, countless people are feeling increased concern and trepidation about our world, at least for the foreseeable future. And while these thoughts are certainly normal, considering all the uncertainty, we must remember to take every thought captive, as instructed by the Scriptures, and filter all our thoughts through the lens of God's Word. This can prove to be a challenging thing in the midst of real or perceived chaos if we are not vigilant and intentional. So as Christians, how do we go about being alert and responsive to life's dangers without falling into a state of fear, which God clearly commands us not to do? One of the most powerful and beneficial steps we can take is to be sure that we are immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. And with this in mind, I want to do things a little differently today. I want to start out today by considering some of the benefits and reasons why a habit of daily devotions is so paramount to a Christian's life, and then end with a challenge to all our listeners later in the program. Because if we haven't clothed ourselves in God's protective armor, we will find ourselves woefully unprepared when the battle strikes. So let's begin. GotAnswers.com asked the question, is it important for a Christian to have daily devotions? Their answer? Daily devotions is a phrase used to denote the discipline of Bible reading and prayer with which Christians start and end their day. Bible reading and daily devotions can take the form of a structured study, using a devotional book, or a simple reading of certain passages. Some people like to read through the Bible in a year. Prayer and daily devotions can include any or all of the types of prayer: praise, confession, thanksgiving, petition, and intercession. Some people use prayer lists for their daily devotions. Others prefer to pray as they read the Word in an interactive manner, listening for God speaking to them through the Bible passages and responding in prayer. Whatever the format of daily devotions, the important thing is that our daily devotions, as the name implies, truly be devoted to God and occur daily. It is important to spend time with God in daily devotions. Why? Paul explains, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' make His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." 2 Corinthians 4:6. The experience of having God's light shine in our hearts comes in our time spent in the presence of God. Of course, this light comes only from knowing God through Christ. The marvelous treasure of the Holy Spirit is given to each Christian, and we need faith to believe and act upon that truth. In all reality, if we truly yearn to experience the light of our Lord, we need to be with God every day. Someone once said, "The gospel brings man to God. Devotions keep him close to God." The Apostle James wrote, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." James 4:8. This seems like pretty solid advice right now, both on the physical front as well as the spiritual one. As the children of God seek a closer relationship with God, they will find God is closer than ever. In their daily devotions, Christians seek to draw close to God's heart, understand more about Him, obey His commands, and hold on to His promises. The impure and double-minded will have no such yearnings in their hearts. In fact, they will seek to separate themselves from God as much as possible. In daily devotions, we want to draw near to God. The expression "draw near" was originally associated with the priesthood in Israel. Under the regulations of the Old Covenant, the priests represented the people before God. However, prior to approaching God's presence, the priest had to be washed physically and be ceremonially clean. This meant he had to bathe, wear the proper garments, and offer the proper sacrifices. His own heart had to be right with God. Then he could draw near to God on the people's behalf. In time, the concept of drawing near was applied to anyone who approached God's presence in worship and prayer. The sincere believer knows that God wants his people to draw near to him with true and pure hearts, and that's what daily devotions are all about. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews 10:22. This verse applies the language of the Old Testament ceremonial system to us today. Just as those ancient priests prepared themselves to be near God, we also should prepare ourselves spiritually to worship Him, whether in formal worship or in our personal devotional times. After salvation, the spiritual growth begins. The believer will, like Enoch, naturally want to walk with God. Genesis 5:22. He will, like Asaph, desire to be near God. Psalm 73:28. He will, like the disciples, yearn to pray effectively. Luke 11:1. In short, the child of God will want to find time for daily devotions. Now let's look at what a few others have to say about the need and importance of daily devotions. The following comes from CompellingTruth.com. Besides what we have already mentioned, your daily devotions could also include musical worship. Again, no matter the format of the daily devotional time, it is important. God desires a relationship with us. He created us and has redeemed us for this very purpose. Jesus, prior to his crucifixion, prayed, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world." John 17:24. And 1 John 4:8 tells us that God is love. The love of God is sometimes described as that of a father and a child or of a married couple. These relationships are intimate. Intimacy takes time to build. We spend time, daily if possible, with those we love. This time is meant to further our knowledge of one another as well as to give us enjoyment. Scripture also describes God as our master. Servants or employees must spend time with their employers in order to know the employer's will. When we spend daily devotional time with God, we submit our will to His. It is in that time that we surrender our lives to God. We surrender not just the overall trajectory of our lives, but each day. God is in the details of our lives. Matthew 6:25-33. He cares about the details of each day, with the love of a father or spouse, and also with the interest of a master. We seek to further God's kingdom. Coming to Him each day is one way to know which direction to move. Daily devotions help us learn truth. When we spend time in God's Word, we gain wisdom and understanding. It has been said that the best way to recognize a counterfeit is to study the real thing. Satan is the father of lies. John 8:44. If we are not steeped in God's truth, we are more easily duped. When we know the truth, we experience freedom. John 8:32. Additionally, spending time with God is a way to worship Him. Time is a limited resource. What we spend our time on is an indication of what we value. When we spend our time with God, we demonstrate that we value Him. We claim that He is worthy of attention and of praise. God is our refuge. Psalm 46. Life is often chaotic and confusing. When it is, we run to God. If we desire to truly find rest and safety in God, it is helpful to know Him well. Such deep knowledge comes from daily time spent with Him. Remember, sometimes the best way to use a refuge is to go there before things get messy. Daily devotions is a spiritual discipline that helps us to get to know God. That ensures we stay connected to Him. That teaches us truth. And that provides a place for worship, and that functions as a daily shelter in the midst of the storms of life. And finally, this perspective from John Bloom, staff writer at DesiringGod.org. Private devotions aren't magic. We know that for the most part. But still, we can be tempted to think that if we just figure out the secret formula, the right mixture of Bible meditation and prayer, we will experience euphoric moments of rapturous communication with the Lord. And if that doesn't happen, our formula must be wrong. The danger of this misconception is that it can produce chronic disappointment and discouragement. Cynicism sets in, and we give up or whip through them to alleviate guilt because devotions don't seem to work for us. Our longing for intimate communication with God is God-given. It is a good thing to desire, to ask for, and pursue. The Spirit does give us wonderful occasional tastes, and this longing will be satisfied to overflowing someday, Psalm 16:11. But God has other purposes for us in the discipline of daily Bible meditation and prayer. Here are a few. Soul exercise. We exercise our bodies to increase strength and endurance, promote general health, and keep unnecessary weight off. Devotions are like exercise for our souls. They force our attention off self-indulgent distractions and pursuits and onto God's purposes and promises. If we neglect this exercise, our souls will go to pot. It's okay if there are no special sparks in your Bible reading today. In fact, ordinary devotions are a good thing. Soul shaping, Romans 12:2. The body will generally take the shape of how we exercise it. Running shapes one way, weight training shapes another way. The same is true for the soul. It will conform to how we exercise it or don't exercise it. This is why changing your exercise routine can be helpful. Read through the Bible one year. Camp in a book and memorize it in another year. Take a few months to meditate on and pray through texts related to a special area of concern. Bible copiousness. A thorough, repeated soaking in the Bible over the course of years increases our overall biblical knowledge, providing fuel for the fire of worship and increasing our ability to draw from all parts of the Bible in applying God's wisdom to life. Fight training, Ephesians 6:10-17. Marines undergo rigorous training in order to so ingrain their weapons knowledge that when suddenly faced with the chaos of combat, they instinctively know how to handle their weapons. In the same way, daily handling and using the sword of the Spirit makes us more skilled spiritual warriors. Sight training, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Jesus really does want us to see and savor Him. Savoring comes through seeing, but only the eyes of faith see Him. Blind faith is a contradiction, at least biblically. Faith is not blind. Unbelief is blind. Faith is seeing a reality that physical eyes can't see and believing it, 1 Peter 1:8. And faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ, Romans 10:17. So if we're going to savor Jesus, we must see Him in the words He speaks. Faith is a gift, Ephesians 2:8. And like most of God's gifts, they are intended to be cultivated. Daily devotions are an important way to train our faith eyes to see the glory of Jesus in His Word and to train our emotions to respond to what our faith eyes see. Keep looking for glory. Jesus will give you Emmaus moments, Luke 24:31-32. Delight cultivation, Psalms 37:3-4. When a couple falls in love, there are hormonal fireworks. But when married, they must cultivate delight in one another. It is the consistent, persistent, faithful, intentional, affectionate pursuit of one another during better and worse, richer and poorer, sickness and health, that cultivates a capacity for delight in each other far deeper and richer than the fireworks phase. Devotions are one of the ways we cultivate delight in God. Many days it may seem mundane, but we will be surprised at the power they have to deepen our love for and awareness of Him. There are many more benefits you could certainly add to this list. But the bottom line is this: Don't give up on daily devotions. Don't whip through them. Don't let them get crowded out by other demands. Brick upon brick, a building is built. Lesson upon lesson, a degree is earned. Stroke upon stroke, a painting is created. Your devotions may seem ordinary today, but God is making something extraordinary through them. Press on. Don't shortchange the process. Now, even in a digital age, some of us still love actual books. In 2019, 65% of Americans reported reading at least one print book in the past year, according to Pew Research Center. So let's get inspired to discover new books while nudging ourselves out of our comfort zone with a book challenge. Reading challenges are fun and allow you to share your adventure and insights with others through social media, blogs, Goodreads, and more. So come be a part and join me in the Fireside Bookshelf Spring Book Challenge. Beginning on the 1st of next month, I will begin God's Best Secrets, Devotions for the Hungry Soul by Andrew Murray. This is an 8-month daily devotional journey, and I hope that if you are not currently involved in another daily devotional book, you will pick up a copy and join me. As many of you who are regulars to this program can attest, Andrew Murray is one of my favorite authors, and I believe his deep spiritual insights, unique perspective, and sound counsel are just what the doctor ordered for a country in the throes of uncertainty. From the scriptures, Andrew Murray found that every Christian can expect God to reveal himself in an intimate, powerful, refreshing way. In these uplifting pages, Murray shares the personal revelation that he gained from spending quiet time with God. As you reflect on the thoughts presented here, you will discover many of God's best secrets, including keys to experiencing God's abiding presence, answer to prayer, success in witnessing to others, joy in fellowship with the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit's guidance and keeping power, all that God has promised you, perfect peace in life's storms, living and reigning with Jesus in heaven, and an abundant life in Christ. All of God's promises to His children are absolutely guaranteed to be fulfilled. Throughout these pages, you will discover that God has already granted you everything that you will ever need, and He delights in saying yes to you. In the book's introduction, Murray writes, "The more I think of and pray about the state of religion in the world, the deeper my conviction that the low state of the spiritual life of Christians is due to the fact that they do not realize that the purpose of conversion is to bring the soul on earth into a daily fellowship with the Father in heaven. Once this truth has been accepted, the believer will perceive how indispensable it is to the spiritual life of the Christian to take time each day in God's Word and in prayer, to wait upon God for His presence and His love to be revealed. But how can Christians be taught this lesson and learn how to live in obedience to it? The first thing is that they must be convinced of the great need for daily fellowship with God. They must be brought under the impression that it is not enough at conversion to accept forgiveness of sins or even surrender themselves to God. These things are only a beginning. The believer must understand that he has no power of his own to maintain his spiritual life. Rather, Murray explains, he needs each day to receive new grace from heaven through communion with the Lord Jesus. This cannot be obtained by hasty prayer or superficial reading of a few verses from God's Word. He must take time quietly and deliberately to come into God's presence, to feel His weakness and His need, and to wait upon God through the Holy Spirit to renew the heavenly life and light in his heart. Only then may he expect to be kept by the power of Christ throughout the day and from all his temptations. Murray notes that it was his aim in writing this book to help Christians see the absolute necessity of fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Without this, the joy and power of God's Holy Spirit in daily life cannot be experienced. Many of God's children long for a better life, but they do not realize that they must give God time each day in their inner chambers through His Spirit in order to renew and sanctify their lives. Murray suggests meditating on this thought. The feeble state of our spiritual life is mainly due to the lack of time spent in daily fellowship with God. New life will dawn in many souls as a result of time spent in prayer alone with God. Murray prayed that any reader who found a blessing in reading this book would share that blessing with others. If you accept the message that the Lord Jesus will daily grant you His presence and love, pass it on to others. However weak and powerless you feel, your faith will be strengthened and help others to realize the need for daily worship with Jesus. Murray closed the introduction with this. As you think of the needs of our country and the church, as you think of the souls around you, as you think of the spreading of God's gospel, I ask you, Christian, to help find volunteers who, as true soldiers of the cross, will persevere continually in prayer until God pours out His blessing upon us all. Now, in the time we have left, I want to give you a quick sneak peek at what you can expect from this excellent devotional. Section 1, Day 1. Yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. There is one lesson that all young Christians should learn, and that is the absolute necessity of fellowship with Jesus each day. This lesson is not always taught at the beginning of the Christian life, nor is it always understood by the young convert. He should realize that the grace he has received, the forgiveness of his sin, his acceptance as God's child, his joy in the Holy Spirit, can only be preserved by daily renewal in fellowship with Jesus Christ Himself. Many Christians backslide because this truth is not clearly taught. They aren't able to stand against the temptations of the world and of their old nature. They strive to do their best to fight against them and serve God, but they have no strength. They have never really grasped the secret that the Lord Jesus in heaven will continue His work in them every day, but only on one condition. Every soul must give Him time each day to impart His love and His grace. Time alone with the Lord each day is the indispensable condition of growth and power. In Matthew 11:28-29, Christ says, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Learn of me, and you shall find rest unto your souls." The Lord will teach us how meek and humble He is. Bow before Him, tell Him that you long for Him and His love, and He will let His love rest on you. This is a thought not only for young Christians, but also for all who love the Lord. Whether or not you choose to begin Murray's God's Best Secrets devotional with me next month, I pray you will accept the challenge to carve out time alone with the Lord each day. Because as Murray asserts, if you desire to live this life of fellowship with Christ, if you wish to enjoy this blessed experience each day, then learn the lesson of spending time each day, without exception, in fellowship with your Lord. In this way, your inner man will be renewed from day to day. God's Best Secrets, Devotions for the Hungry Soul by Andrew Murray can be found online and is currently available in hardback and paperback. And one final note from the Fireside Bookshelf. None of the books featured on this program are ever intended to replace the Bible and the need for immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. And just because a book is recommended does not mean that all writings and teachings by an author are recommended. Remember, you, the reader, must always read with discernment. And while no other book besides the Bible can be all things to all people, our hope here at the Fireside Bookshelf is to present a variety of Christian resources that seek to remain faithful to biblical truth and which provide insights to help strengthen and deepen your spiritual walk.
If today's featured book has sparked your interest or addressed an area of concern for you or a friend, we hope you will consider adding a copy to your library of Christian resources. Nowadays, when busyness seems to be our business, we need to return to the lost art of reading so that we will continue learning more of God's Word and His Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who has the power to transform hearts and minds. The Fireside Bookshelf is a ministry of Sharon Hearts and can be heard on this station every Sunday at 4 p.m. Past episodes can be found anytime at www.sharonhearts.org. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week for our next exciting feature here at the Fireside Bookshelf.